弟兄姐妹大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Peace be with you.
首先有一个简单的报告。
Before my sermon, there is an announcement.
由于现在在美国这个疫情越来越严重。
Due to the seriousness of the endemic, now
越来越多的人就很担心害怕。
A lot of people are beginning to be really fearful.
而且这个小孩子呢，这个八月份也要开学了。
And in the coming month of August, the children will be going back to schools.
所以大家都很忧虑。
So all the people are pretty worried.
那蒙主的恩典呢，给我了一个亮光。
Praise the Lord, He gave me a vision.
所以我就有机会开始一个新的节目，叫做《开心小站》。
And I've started a new program.Called the Station of Joy.
希望在这个愁云密布的环境之下，我们仍然能够靠主喜乐。
And I pray that even among this mist of heaviness and darkness, I'm able to bring joy to the people.
那开心小站是由这个老美的这个 Living Hope 的 Ministry 播出去的。
Now this Station of Joy is it will be broadcast through these the radio station,
A
Leading Joy.
是用 Zoom, 是用 Zoom 播出去，所以无论你在美国、在中国、在任何地方，你用 Zoom 的话都可以收看得到。
So it will be broadcast through the Zoom, streaming. So you will be able to see it from everywhere in the world.
短短的只有十分钟。
It's a very short program of only 10 minutes.
每次都用一个非常有趣、轻松的小故事来开始。
It will always start with a very short but interesting anecdote.
但是带出生活中共同的话题。
But it will bring out some very specific things that happen in daily lives.
比方说诚实，要有信用，然后要温柔。
Sometimes a good example is sometimes about your faithfulness, about your integrity.
所以是不同于传统的个人布道。
It is very different from those traditional kind of meeting.
那牧师拜托大家能够为这个开心小站的节目能够越做越好祷告。
And may I pray ask all of your prayer support to make this a better and better program.
同时也鼓励你，你如果有亲朋好友，无论在中国、在台湾、在美国能够收看这个开心小站的节目。
And I call upon all of you to encourage your friends from local, from overseas, from Asia, from other countries of the world to look into this program.
美国美东是每个礼拜一晚上七点钟。
For America, it will be on every Monday morning at 7 a.m.
中国北京时间是礼拜二早上七点钟。
For China, it will be every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m.
你如果 miss 掉了，还有 YouTube.
If you miss those programs, it's okay. We will have it broadcast on YouTube.
我们希望透过这个开心小站，能够接触更多的福音朋友，一步一步来认识我们的主。
We hope that through this media, we can reach out to more seekers and non-believers.
谢谢大家。
Thank you very much.
今天早上和大家分享的题目是何等威严的声音。
The sermon topic of this morning's sermon is the voice of the Lord is majestic.
我们知道诗篇二十八和二十九都是大卫写的。
We know that Psalm 28 and 29 are both written by David.
那二十八篇是大卫向神的一个呼求，一个祷告。
Psalms 28 is actually David's cry for mercy from God.
那么到了二十九篇，就看见神大大的发声说话，回应大卫的祷告。
And because of that, God responded to his cry of prayer in a powerful voice.
我们知道大卫和神的关系是非常密切的。
Now we all know that David's relationship with God is very close.
所以大卫认得神的声音。
Therefore, David recognized God's voice.
而且在大卫的生命里面，他经历过很多次神的帮助。
And David has experienced numerous times the help that comes from God.
因此我们看诗篇二十九篇的一到二节。
So let's take a look at Psalms 29, verses 1 and 2.
我们把自己带入大卫啊当时的那一个情境中。
Let's take a look at what happened at that moment.
我读给大家听。
So read it for you.
神的众子啊，你们要将荣耀、能力归给耶和华，归给耶和华，要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他，以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华。
Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord wearing holy attire.
一开始，大卫就非常热情地提醒百姓要将一切的荣耀归给耶和华。
Right from the beginning, David called upon his people to ascribe all glory to God.
为什么将荣耀归给神是这么重要呢？
Why is it so important that we have to ascribe all the glory to God?
因为我们知道神是忌邪的神嘛。
For we know that our God is a jealous God.
当时还是有许多人敬拜巴利，还有很多偶像的。
But in those days, there were a lot of people who still worship Baal and other idols.
当时很多人迷信，以为巴利是掌管风水的啊，这个雨水的啊，还有这个掌管人类生育的。
For they were very superstitious, and they thought that Baal controlled the weather and fertility.
其实那些都是假神嘛。
But unfortunately, those were merely man-made idols.
因为都是人手所造的偶像。
Because those were things that is made with hands of man.
因此，大卫提醒百姓要将一切的荣耀归给独一的真神耶和华。
For that reason, David reminded all of his people to ascribe all glory and power to the one true God.
如果人不懂得将荣耀归给神的话，
If they do otherwise,
那就等于把神应得的荣耀给夺去了。
They will be denying God all the glory that is supposed to be His.
这是神万万不能接受的事情。
This is absolutely unacceptable to God.
因为这是神的底线。
This is God's bottom line.
我们常常说啊，我们人都有底线啊。
We always say that we have our bottom line.
不要忘记了，神也有他的底线嘛。
So don't forget, God too have his own bottom line.
所以今天早上送你一节非常重要的经文。
So today I'm going to give you a very important scripture.
我们要牢牢记住的就是在以赛亚书42:8。
We have to remember that in Isaiah.The book of Isaiah, 42.
好，我们可以一起来读一下。
Let's read it together.
我是耶和华，这是我的名，我必不将我的荣耀归给假神，也不将我的称赞归给雕刻的偶像。
Isaiah 42, verse 8. I, the Lord, am the one, and I won't give my name and glory to another, nor my praise to idols.
请大家注意啊，这是神自己的宣告。
Now, when you take note that this is God Himself speaking.
我们的神不仅仅是创造宇宙万物的神嘛。
Not only did God create everything in the universe.
而且他还这么费力的来拯救我们人类。
He even came up with a plan to redeem mankind.
所以我们这些被造的人，理当把神当得的荣耀归还给他。
Therefore, all of us who are the created beings, we need to render all glory unto Him.
而且需要天天感谢来赞美他。
And we should continue to give thanks to Him.
每天早上一醒来就是哈利路亚，感谢主。
Every morning when you wake up, praise the Lord, hallelujah.
因为摆在你的面前是一个完全新的一天嘛。
Because what is ahead of us is a new day.
诗人说，每早晨他的恩典都是新的。
The psalmist says, every day is new praise.
每一天早上你开始一天的生活，神给你我他是完全新的恩典。
For the Lord gave us morning when we start the day, His grace, a new grace.
所以我们理当常常感谢赞美他。
Therefore, we need to continually praise God.
那到底我们怎么样将荣耀归给他呢？
So how do we ascribe all glory?
大卫在诗篇二十九篇第二节这样说。
Well, David has this to say in verses 1 and 2.
他说要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他。注意哈，以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华。
This is what David says. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord wearing holy attire.
以圣洁的装饰来敬拜耶和华。
You must worship the Lord wearing holy attire.
所以礼拜天我们来教会的时候要穿得整齐一点。
For that reason, come to God on Sunday worship, dressed in proper attire.
那么如果你在家里面，我也希望你能够穿得整齐一点。
Even if you are worshiping from your home, I encourage you to dress appropriately.
因为礼拜天是分别为圣的日子。
Because the Lord's Day is a day set aside to worship God.
因为人外在的这个穿着会反映出我们内在对神的一个尊敬。
Because our attire reflects our inner attitude toward God.
所以大卫说的圣洁的装饰，其实不仅仅是外在的衣服整齐而已嘛。
What David was trying to emphasize is not just the attire that we wear,
而是内在的庄重自洁。
More important, it is the solemn cleansing of our inner self.
我们看一下 PowerPoint.
Let's look at the PowerPoint.
我们需要问自己的问题是：我们的内心常常是保持干净整齐的吗
？So therefore, a question that we need to ask ourselves is: our innermost being always clean?
广义来说，敬拜不是单单只有礼拜天的早上来到教会而已。
And also, it's not only just every Sunday morning that we come before the Lord in holy attire.
敬拜。是一个 lifestyle, 是一个生活的一个态度，一个方式。
Because worship is our life, our entire lifestyle is not just one day.
原因是我们每天都活在神的面前。
The reason being, we live before the Lord every day.
这个观念很重要。
This is a very important attitude.
不是礼拜天来教会的一个小时，说是敬拜而已。
Not just that 1 hour in the church sanctuary that's worship.
因为我们属神的人，我们时时刻刻都是活在神的面前的。
For all of us who belong to the Lord, every moment of our lives is filled with worship.
现在夏天哈，到处都很热。
Now it's summer and it's hot everywhere.
如果你在外面锻炼运动，流了很多汗。
If you are exercise running in the openness and you have sweated a lot,
请问你回家要不要洗个澡冲个凉呢
？My question for you is when you come home, will you take a shower?
啊，万一你家的这个这个没水了啊，停水了。
What about if your water system in your home is not working?
或者你家在装修，哎呀，就是要暂时停一下水，没有办法洗澡。
Or if your house is in renovation and so they turn off the valve, no water for your shower.
你的感觉怎么样
？How would you feel?
啊，我有这个经验。
I have this experience.
全身黏哒哒的，晚上不能洗澡，很难受啊。
I was sweating a lot and I couldn't take the shower in the evening. This the stickiness in my skin.
可见我们外在的身体需要清水的洁净。
So, well, that feeling teach me a lesson that if our body needs water for cleansing,
更何况我们内心的污秽更需要主耶稣宝血的洁净。
So our innermost being needs God's word to clean it.
神看重的是我们的内心。
For God looks into the depth of our heart.
我们内心时时刻刻需要神的话的洁净炼净。
Our heart needs the word of Lord to continually to clean us.
所以过一个圣洁的生活是非常重要的。
So it's very important for us to lead a holy lifestyle.
那你说圣洁生活怎么开始呢
？How do we start that?
从自己的心思意念开始嘛。
It starts right from our thoughts.
你有没有察觉到自己的思想观念是可以在神的面前交账？
Have you thought about this? Is your heart's desire upright before the Lord?
我的学习就是我要学会怎么样管好、管理好我自己的心思意念。
Throughout this year, I have learned to control my thinking.
我的这个观念、这个思想可以在神的面前交账吗？
Can I stand before the Lord with my ideas and with my thoughts?
如果可以，我就非常的心里面非常的坦荡。
If it is acceptable before the Lord, I will feel much better.
如果不可以呢？
If not,
now something is wrong, right?
Then something is not right.
你就要警惕我的这个想法，我的这个观念是不是可以在神的面前交账？
Then we must look at it and say if.How may I stand before the Lord and is acceptable to Him?
因为希伯来书那里提醒我们说，非圣洁没有人能见主。
From the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14 tells us, without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
所以我再一次强调，圣洁是从我们内心、我们的心思意念来开始操练。
So I must emphasize that a righteous life First,
我们先要建立一个圣洁的生命，才能活出一个圣洁的生活。
It's only when we have established a righteous life first, then we can live a holy lifestyle.
我们继续看诗篇二十九篇的三到五节。
Let's look at Psalm 29 verses 3 to 5.
耶和华的声音发在水上，荣耀的神打雷，耶和华打雷在大水之上。耶和华的声音大有能力，耶和华的声音满有威严，耶和华的声音震破香柏树，耶和华震碎黎巴嫩的香柏树。
Psalms 29 verses 3 through 5. The voice of the Lord was heard above the waters. The God of glory thunder. The Lord was heard over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful.The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord snaps the cedars. The Lord snaps the cedars of Lebanon.
我们可以理解大卫对神的声音是非常敏感的。
We can understand that God, that David is very sensitive to the word of God.
我们也理解就是在当时迦南的地理是北部高南部低的。
And we also understand the topography of the land of Canaan in such a way that the north is higher than the south.
所以这个狂风大雨打雷闪电是从北部扑向南部的。
So when there is rain and thunderstorms, it always flow from the north to the south.
有的时候神就借着大自然的雷雨交加来启示他自己。
Sometimes God reveals Himself through the process of natural revelation.
启示出神才是真正掌管一切自然的神。
Indeed, it shows us that He is the one who is in absolute control.
大家也知道，香柏树是世界上非常坚韧的树木之一。
I'm sure you know that the cedar is a type of very hard.
但是照样被这个雷电啊能够劈开。
Yet God breaks in pieces.
啊，我们可以看一下 PowerPoint.
Let's take a look at the PowerPoint.
啊，你可以看见这个雷电的威力有多大。
We can see the power of a thunderstorm.
来启示出我们神透过自然界来表达他威严的能力。
And God displays His majesty and His power in nature.
弟兄姐妹有的时候会常常分享说，哦，听那神微小的声音。
Frequently we mention, listen to his voice, for he is gentle and soft.
我们啊看了很多见证，听人家分享，就说，哦，我听到神那微小的声音。
Through a lot of personal testimonies, we heard that people say, in our commerce, God spoke to us softly.
很好，那表示神很温柔的，非常温柔的，有耐心的对你说话。
That's very good. We realize that God sometimes speaks to us softly and tenderly.
但是不要忘记，神也有大发雷霆的时候。
But mind you, there are times when God speaks like thunder.
当神大发雷霆的时候，是非常可怕的景象。
That can be very frightful.
当神一震怒的时候，整个的山脉都会摇动。
When he is angry, his voice will shake mountains.
今天随便来个大地震，我们人都受不了。
It may even trigger an earthquake that we are unable to handle.
我还记得二十多年前，我那个时候住在三藩市。
If my memory serves me right, it was over 20 years ago when I lived in San Francisco.
那么加州那个奥克兰的大桥呢，就被地震给震垮了。
And in the state of California, the Oakland Bay Bridge collapsed.
那个时候正是下午五点钟要下班的时候。
It was about 5 p.m. when we were getting off work.
你们走过奥克兰大桥都知道它是上下两层的。
If you have knowledge about the Bay Bridge, it is a double layer bridge.
一去一回。
Top layers and bottom layer.
那这个下班的时间很多车子啊。
During the after office hour, there are many of cars there.
结果桥的这个上层整个的震垮掉了。
震垮。Moment, the top level of the Bay Bridge collapsed.
电视上看的画面就是很多的车子啊，就只好往海里面冲了。
So on TV shows that a lot of cars from the top level crash onto the second level.
而且更糟的是，断的这一层呢，整个又压到下面一层，下面有很多车子在跑啊，整个压住很多的这个汽车，下面一层也被压住了。
Yeah, we have seen scenes of chaotic scenes when cars from the upper level crash onto those cars that were traveling on the second level.
所以当时的死伤非常惨重。
There were a lot of death and injuries.
提醒我们真的是天有不测风云嘛。
That shows us that all these things can happen in the blink of an eye.
难怪圣经常常提醒我们要警醒祷告。
No wonder the Bible constantly reminds us to pray.
因为我们不知道明天会发生什么事情。
For we do not know what will happen the next day.
我们只知道一件事情。
There's only one thing that we know.
那就是主耶稣回来的日子越来越近。
It means that the day of the Lord returning is near.
我们继续看诗篇二十九篇的六到七节。
Let's take a look as continue to read from verses 6 and 7.
他也使之跳跃如牛犊，使黎巴嫩和西连跳跃如野牛犊。耶和华的声音使火焰分叉。
Psalms 29, verses 6 and 7. He makes them stagger like a calf, even Lebanon and Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord shoots up flashes of fire.
西连就是黑门山。
Sarin is the Mount Hermon.
所以黎巴嫩和黑门山是一大片连绵的群山。
And Lebanon and Mount Hermon are a massive mountain range.
但是当神发出声音的时候
，When the Lord speaks and strikes in His voice，
整个的群山就像那个小流。他受了惊吓，他在那里跳跃不动，一直连续跳跃的那种震动。
Yeah, the entire mountain range it was likened to a calf leaping in fear.
这个群山不断的跳跃被震动，完全是因为神威严的声音。
The entire mountain range was struck by the voice of the Lord.
更奇妙，神的声音能够使烧灼的火焰分叉。
It is like the burning fire, flashes of lightning.
你有没有看过这个烧着的火焰分叉的
？Have you seen fire, burning fire that's kind of spread out?
谁能够用声音让这个火焰把它分好几个叉呢
？God's voice can separate those fires.
只有我们的神能够做到。
Only God can do that.
神的话语大有能力。
The word of God is powerful.
圣经告诉我们，神是说有就有，命立就立的神。
The Bible tells us that our God, the God that we believe in, is the one who spoke and it came to be.
可见他的话语充满了权柄和能力。
That shows us that his word is full of power and authority.
哈利路亚，这就是我们所信的神嘛。
Hallelujah, this is the one true God that we believe in.
大家还记得门徒在这个船上风浪很大的时候，他们就很惊慌害怕了。
Remember the incident when the group of disciples was on a boat with Jesus?
他们就赶快去把这个睡着的主耶稣给他摇醒啊。
So they were in the midst of a storm and they have to wake up Jesus.
所以你看风浪这么大，我们都快没命了，怎么办？怎么办啊
？Lord, this storm is out there. We are about to lose our life.
主耶稣就对那些风浪说：“止住吧。”
Jesus rebuked the wind and said, "Quiet, be still."
大风大浪立刻就停止了。
The wind died down and completely calm.
所以当时的门徒才进一步认识耶稣到底是谁啊。
At that moment, the disciples decided to wonder who Jesus is.
他们才开窍了，知道耶稣是道成肉身的弥赛亚，具有能力威严嘛。
At that moment, they fully realized that Jesus is the Messiah.
我们继续看第八节和第九节。
Continue to read from verse 8 and verse 9.
耶和华的声音震动旷野，耶和华震动加底斯的旷野，耶和华的声音惊动母鹿落胎，树木也脱落尽光。凡在他殿中的都称颂他的荣耀。
Psalms 29 verses 8 and 9. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord causes deer to give birth and strips the forest bare. In his temple, all of them shout glory.
我们看见神的声音能够震动任何地方。
You can see that the voice of the Lord can shake everything.
而且神的声音都可以使母鹿惊动母鹿，吓得母鹿可以早一点生产。
And his voice can even make the deer give birth.
我相信这个话一点都不夸张。
I absolutely believe that this is the truth.
很多年前我还记得我在 Oklahoma 带着全家开车的时候。
I remember many years ago when I was driving through Oklahoma City with my family.
那个时候我的两个小孩很小。
And my children were very young at the time.
在高路上开车呢，突然这个狂风大雨，打雷闪电。
While we were driving on the highway, suddenly there was this heavy thunderstorm.
我来美国二十多年也没看过那么大的雷，那么恐怖的闪电。
I've never seen such a heavy thunderstorm for the last 20 years that I was here.
连续打了三分钟闪电，三分钟真的很吓人。
And that thunderstorm lasted for three long minutes.
所以我的两个小孩子吓哭了。
Both my children were crying.
这就使我想起了希伯来书的十二章二十六到二十九节。
And the time I recall a passage from Hebrew chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章二十六，我来读给大家听。当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次，我不但要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话。是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
From the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 26 through 29. At that time, his voice shook the earth. But now he has promised, once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also heaven. The expression once more signifies the removal of what can be shaken. That is, what he has made so that what cannot be shaken may remain.Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and worship God in reverence and fear in a way that pleases Him. For our God is an all-consuming fire. God is an all-consuming fire.
希伯来书这一段提醒我们两个重点。
This passage reminds us of two very important lessons.
第一个重点就是主耶稣一定会回来。
Number one, Jesus will definitely, will certainly return.
他回来的时候，不但是地要大大震动，连天都要震动。
On that day, the heavens and the earth will shake.
你能想象有多可怕吗？
Can you imagine how horrific it will be?
你预备好了吗？
Are you ready for it?
第二个重点。
Number two.
就是这个第二十八节这里所说的要用一个虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉神。
The point number two is from verse 28. We have to serve God with a thankful heart.
我们侍奉是侍奉神。
When we serve God.
不是做给别人看。
It's not to show to someone.
我们的动机，我们的一切，是带着一个感恩的心来侍奉我们的主。
We serve the Lord with a thanksgiving heart. It's not with any ulterior motive.
有没有人知道？没有关系。
It is not important whether people will notice it or not.
只要主知道就够了。
It is enough when God notices.
我说得清楚吗？
Am I clear on that?
不需要别人说为你鼓掌，说你做得好。
We do not need the applause of others.
当有一天你去见主的时候，主会称赞你的。
When one day when we meet our Lord again, he will be pleased with us.
我常常在想，我们能够有这个机会服侍主，实在是我们的福气。
I always think of it that way. When we have these opportunities.Serve the Lord is our blessings.
因为万能之主根本不需要我们帮他做什么。
Because God does not really need us at all to work for Him.
何况主还有千千万万的天使来服侍他。
On top of that, God has an army of angels serving Him.
神不需要我们为他做什么。
He really don't need us to help.
但是神仍然愿意给我们机会来服侍他。
Yet.He continued to allow us to serve him. This is an opportunity for us.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为当你侍奉他的时候，你就有机会去经历他很多的恩典。
It is because when we serve him, we will be given this chance to experience him ourselves.
透过不同的侍奉，透过很多的难处，帮助我们成长。更深地认识我们的主。
Through all these serving ministries, these services, we personally experience the Lord.
我们看见诗篇二十九篇从第三节到第九节，一直都在讲说神声音的威严和能力。
The book of Psalms 29 was from 3-9. All of those talk about the majesty and the power of his voice.
照样，我们的主耶稣在地上的时候也是如此嘛。
In the same way, our Lord Jesus Christ's 3 years ministry on earth is the same.
当主耶稣一说话的时候，鬼就被赶跑了。
His voice cast out demons.
主耶稣一发声的时候，瞎眼的得看见，瘸子能走路啊。
He made the blind see. He commanded the lame to walk.
主耶稣说出来，那个死了四天的拉撒路就从坟墓里面出来了。
He even ordered Lazarus to rise from the dead.
还有当主耶稣在会堂里讲话的时候，
And when Jesus spoke in the synagogue,
当时人都非常的惊讶。
The people were surprised.
因为当主耶稣发声讲话的时候，他是带着属天的权柄和能力。
When he spoke with authority from above.
跟那些当时的文士讲话是完全不一样。
Which is very different from the preachings of those Pharisees.
所以今天我们这些属于神的人是何等的有福呢？
And for that reason, Christians today, how blessed we are.
而且神乐意每天向我们说话。
And our Lord he enjoys speaking to us every day.
有的时候透过圣经。
Sometimes he speaks through the Bible.
有的时候透过环境。
Sometimes through the environment.
有的时候透过诗歌。
And sometimes through the hymns that we sang.
有的时候透过你的老婆跟你讲。
Sometimes even through your wife or your spouse who speaks to you.
甚至你的小孩跟你说话。
Even your children who speaks to you.
所以你属灵的耳朵要敏锐一点。
So we must listen carefully to His word.
因为我们的主用各式各样的方法向我们说话。
Because the Lord used various means to speak to us.
因为他是非常非常爱我们的。
Because He loves very much.
所以我们需要用心灵来聆听神的声音。
Thus we must use our heart to listen to the word of God.
我来读给大家听这个约翰福音十章二十七到二十八节。
Let's take a look at John chapter 10.
这是主耶稣说的。
This is what's spoken by Jesus himself.
好，二十七节说，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
John 10:27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never be lost, and no one will snatch them out of my hand.
主耶稣才是我们真正的大牧者。
The Lord is our shepherd.
我们大家都是主的羊。
And we all are His sheep.
羊是能够听从认出主人的声音。
So we must listen to his voice.
而且认得出跟随这个牧者去走。
Recognize his voice and will follow him.
然后在二十八节这里是主耶稣给我们的应许嘛。
And the promise, look at verse 28.
注意啊，这是主说的。
This is what's spoken by the Lord himself.
说我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
Jesus said this, I give them eternal life. They will never be lost, and no one will snatch them out of my hand.
所以真正一个重生悔改的基督徒自己要有得救的确据。
Therefore, a born-again Christian possesses an assurance of salvation.
不需要为自己有没有得救呢常常患得患失。
We need not worry about our salvations.
如果你信了主，你都没有得救的确据，那你哪里有真正的平安呢？
If after you have believed the Lord, you do, and you still do not possess the assurance of salvation, it will be very unsettling.
那我们能够得救，完全是主给我们的恩典吗？
We have God's promise, and that is our assurance of redemption.
这里说得很清楚。
It's very clearly laid out in the Bible.
主应许给我们的永生。
God Himself has promised us.
谁也不能把我们从主的手中夺去。
So no one can snatch them out of His hand.
所以真正的焦点是我们怎么样子来忠心的、殷勤的来服侍神。
Therefore, our focus should be on how.We should be sharing the gospel and serving God.
还有在主回来之前，赶紧的、积极的传扬耶稣基督的福音嘛。
And especially before the Lord returns the second time, we must go out and share the gospel.
请允许我讲一句话。
Please allow me to say this.
这个查经是很好的事情。
The Bible study is a wonderful thing.
Number one 是一个打基础很重要领受神的话。
Number one, it helps us to build a firm foundation in the word of God.
但是我看见有些教会、有些团契，他们一直埋着头在查经、查经、查经、查经。
But unfortunately, I have also noticed that there are small groups that place a lot of emphasis on merely and nothing else but just Bible study.
十年在查经，二十年还在查经，三十年还在查经，竟然没有去传一点点的福音。
Decades of studying the scriptures, but nothing to do with sharing the gospel.
雅各书那里说，我们听道不是就是为了去行道吗
？In the book of James, it reminds us that to study the word of God means you have to have action in our lives.
我永远记得我的长老教导我的一句话。
I still remember one of my elders in the church told me about this.
他说什么叫门徒训练呢
？What is the meaning of discipleship training?
门徒训练就是一半你在查经，一半你要出去进入人群。
It means you spend half the time studying the word of God and the rest of the time going out to share one-on-one with Christ.With the people.
你在圣经上所学的要有勇气 进到效法耶稣基督，进到加利的各城各乡，传扬天国的福音嘛。
Just like the disciples, when they have learned about the studies, the word of God, they will be able to absorb it, dissolve it, and then go out and share the kingdom ministry, the news of the kingdom.
那有人会问说，哎呀，牧师，现在疫情这个这么严重，我怎么传福音呢？
Oh, somebody say, well, now we are in the midst of an pandemic. How are we going to go out and share Christ?
我刚才一开始向你报告了。
Well, I already announced that in right beginning of the sermon.
你如果把开心小站介绍出去，就在传福音了嘛。
If you tell your friends about the station of joy, you are actually sharing the gospel.
或者把我们教会的网站或者其他好的信息讲到诗歌介绍出去，按一下微信，按一下什么，就在传扬福音了。
Or you may reach out to your friends by sharing with them our web church website, the YouTube and the Zoom ministry.
所以求主帮助我们，当这个环境越艰难，我们更要勇敢的起来为主做工嘛。
May the Lord help us that as we are facing this pandemic, the more we should spend time serving the Lord in the ministry.
就像大卫在第十节、第十一节这里所说的。
This is just like what the Bible says about David in verse 10 and 11.
大卫说，洪水泛滥之时，耶和华坐着为王，耶和华坐着为王直到永远。
Just that he said, God is in control no matter what. God is in control.
他是万王之王嘛。
He's the King of Kings.
所以我们有什么好担忧的呢？
So why do we worry?
而且第十一节是他给我们的应许啊。
And verse 11 actually is his promise.
耶和华必赐力量给他的百姓，耶和华必赐平安的福给他的百姓。
The Bible says that He promises strength and peace.
所以今天在任何的灾难的面前，我们没有什么需要去担忧害怕。
So even though we are in the midst of a pandemic, and yet there's nothing for us to worry about.
因为我们的主是从永远到永远一直掌权的主。
For the God that we believe in is He is the Lord of eternity.
所以今天无论撒旦魔鬼他怎么样的捣蛋呢、啊、怎么样的兴风作浪没有用。
He is in power and no matter how arrogant Satan is, our Lord is still enthroned and he is in control.
因为我们的主在掌管嘛。
Because our Lord is in control of everything.
所以这个真理我们必须要牢记。
So we must always remember this.
然后十一节是神给我们的应许。
And verse 11, that's the promise from God himself.
很多弟兄姐妹读圣经最喜欢的一个字就是必，必然的必。
Many people love to, when they read the Bible, they always love to read the word that has the meaning of definitely.
十一节就出现了两个必字。
And that meaning is found twice in the verse 11.
耶和华必赐力量给你。
The Lord will certainly give strength to His people.
耶和华必赐平安的福给你。
The Lord will definitely bless His people with peace.
你觉得好不好啊
？Do you like it? Do you think it's good?
好不好啊
？Good, absolutely.
我告诉你，好的不能再好。
I tell you, it is absolutely fantastic.
你就是把全世界的财富。放到我面前，我也不换。
Even if you place all the great fortunes in front of me, I will not exchange for that.
这就是我们做神儿女最大的福气嘛。
This is the greatest blessings we as children of God have.
是他应许给我们的，他就一定做到。
God has promises and He will keep His promise.
所以求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
真的要刚强壮胆，不要惧怕。
Let us be strengthened and have no fear.
无论我们将来面对什么样的环境
，No matter what the future lays before us.
最后，我们来看启示录的二十一章三到五节。
Let's look at the book of Revelation, chapter 21.
这是老约翰听见神的声音。
This is the word of God that John heard in his old age.
我们看啊，启示录二十一章三节，我读给大家听。我听见有大声音从宝座上出来说：“看哪、啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。”神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。坐宝座的说：“看哪、啊，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的。”
Revelation 21 says, "I heard a loud voice from the throne say, 'See.'" The tent of God is among humans. He will make his home with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There won't be death anymore. There won't be any grief, crying, or pain, because the first things have disappeared.The one sitting on the throne says, "See, I am making all things new." He said, "Write this. These words are trustworthy and true."
请大家注意第三节。
I want to take note of verse 3.
老约翰可不是听见一个微小的声音。
The elderly John is not, he has not heard a very soft voice.
老约翰说，我听见有声音从哪里出来
I heard a loud voice from the throne saying,
你们告诉我
Tell me,
从宝座上出来
From the throne.
再看第五节
Verse 5.
坐宝座的说
He who was sitting on the throne said,
整本圣经从旧约到新约都一直让我们明白神是坐宝座的神。
The entire Bible explains to us that He is the one who sits on the throne.
我们华人都知道，以前我们中国的皇帝啊，都是坐的什么？他的宝座，那个椅子是不是哪个人可以随便坐的
？And those of us who are familiar with Chinese history, you will know that the throne in the palace is only reserved for no one else but the king.
大家对宝座就有一个认识了。
So you, I'm sure you have some understanding about the throne.
注意第五节。
Take a look at verse 5 again.
坐宝座的说，看哪、啊，我将一切都更新了。又说，你要写上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的。
Verse 5 says, "He who was seated on the throne said, 'I am making everything new.'"
你信吗
？Do you believe that？
我信。
I absolutely believe。
在网上收看的福音朋友
，For those who are watching from online，
我也盼望你真的将心打开，相信坐宝座的说。
I hope that you will open up your hearts to the Lord who sits on the throne。
因为神的声音大有能力、威严和权柄。
Because the voice of the Lord is majestic and powerful。
我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你将诗篇二十九篇摆在我们的面前。
Thank you that you place before us Psalm chapter 29.
让我们这些羊都能够认出主耶稣你的声音。
That we all who are his sheep recognize his voice.
而且紧紧地跟随你。
And then we follow our shepherd.
因为你必定带我们到青草地。
For you will lead us to green pastures.
还有你必定带我们到可安歇的水边。我们也谢谢你必定赐给我们力量。
We thank you, you will certainly bless us with strength.
让我们不会面对许多的困难而害怕。
That we will not fear in the midst of sufferings.
感谢你是以马内利的主与我们同在的主。
Thank you that you are the God of Emmanuel, that you will be with us.
我们恳求你的圣灵继续带领我们。
We ask that your spirit continue to lead and guide us.
复兴我们的教会。
Revive our church.
成为合神心意的金灯台。
That we will become the golden lampstand that is pleasing to you.
高举主耶稣你自己的十字架。
That we will uplift your cross.
我们要将一切的荣耀归给你。
And we will ascribe all honor and glory to you.
Hallelujah! 感谢赞美主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主名祷告。
In the name of
Jesus. Amen.
Amen.